Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Heath's Unpopular Opinion, baby. Man, I mean, I know my video is upside down for this time because my computer doesn't apparently meet the Zoom requirements for having a cool green screen background, like somebody in this chat as well. Noah.
Wonder what kind of computer I have.
We have freaking gay Apple. But what we're going to talk about today is the other thing you're wondering about. And why is my chin bright red? It's because I tripped and fell. So stop asking about it. Yeah, it was a sad day. Anywho, as you can also probably tell, Krampus came. I was a good boy this year, and Krampus came, and now I have a microphone. Now we looking like one of those legit gaming nerds that have the little headsets, and they play the little on the video games.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we getting up there, man. We getting up there in the world. But anyway, here we go for the questions. Someone asked me, what is my favorite kind of meat? This is a very strangely worded question, if I do say so myself. But in a non-perversion way, my favorite kind of meat is corned beef. Either that or those beef stick things. You know, those little summer sausages things that have the whole, like, they come in the little fancy farm packages with the Dijon mustard and the crackers, and you snack on them during a picnic. I could eat that junk forever. That stuff is so dang tasty. It's so cute, so fun to eat. And, I mean, the only stinky part is that weird foreskin stuff. I don't know, you have to peel off. I hate it. It stinks. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I really know you do. I really don't, because I don't eat that stuff.
It's like a sausage, but it's wrapped in this weird plastic mess you have to, like, rip off before you get to the good juicy meats.
Nope. Never heard of it.
Tragic. I see Krampus did not think you were a good boy this year. Well, he did not bring you beef stick.
If you look at my background, Krampus was very kind to me.
Oh, so he abandoned you on a deserted island full of Christmas lights.
Exactly. My dream come true.
Hooray! Whack. But yeah, that's meat. But actually, while we're on the topic of meat, this has been on my mind for a while, and I just need to let off my chest. A lot of people say if you leave meat out, then it gets bad. Yes. This is an obvious lie. It's kind of like how people, they say that whole myth, superstition about how you're supposed to separate your colored clothes from your white clothes. That's not even true. Let me tell you a little story.
Heath just ended racism. You ended it. Continue.
It's okay for them to mix people. Segregation is of the devil. I have been mixing my whites and coloreds ever since 3 years ago. And I shove them all in, saves time, instead of having to go back and forth, and go freaking move your junk to the dryer. And not once, not a single time, have any of my white clothes ever changed colors. I don't know why everyone thinks this is so hard or complicated, but it's just simply not true.
It's because if you get a red shirt in there, like a shirt that wasn't dyed very well, it'll bleed into all your white clothes and make them pink.
Oh, so it's only if you have a cheap garbage souvenir shirt, is what you're saying.
If it's a red shirt, usually it'll bleed.
Oh, so what I'm saying is you have a lot of cheap red clothes. That's what you get people whenever you buy Apple products.
I don't have any red clothes.
Yes, you do.
Okay, they make these thingies, these balls that you can put in your wash and in your dryer, and it'll like suck up all the color so you can just wash your whites and your darks together. So, boom.
Or you don't buy that, and it's all fine. like what I've done the literal past 3 years. So I don't know. Yeah, that literally doesn't make any sense to me.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But back to me being old. I mean, people, do I wish I could somehow track for you the amount of meat I have eaten that has, I just didn't feel like wrapping back up and putting it in a refrigerator, and it's been fine. I've left, people are like, if you leave that out for 15 minutes, it's going to be moldy and you're going to get herpes or something. I have eaten much meat in my life, and I've left it out for days. I've left soup out with meat in it for days, and I've never got sick off this stuff once. I don't know if I'm just a different breed or if everyone... it literally doesn't make any sense. But meat being old is not real. Cheese, I believe. But not meat. That's a fact. Yeah. That's all I've got to say about that. Not once. Not once has that happened to me. Someone, for whatever reason, asked me... what's my favorite way to maneuver parking lots? this is a deep philosophical question. I just kind of drive. I mean, parking lots are no man's land. If you're really expecting me to know which way I should be driving up or down these parking lots, you are smoking the big crack, man. You just kind of drive around, drive through. That's the fun of parking lots, that there are no rules. Whenever you park your car, you just shove it in a spot. The end. I hate how, like, I only learned recently that the directions, like, you know how some parking lot aisles, they have, like, diagonals where you park and, like, you're supposed to be driving up and that's how you know which way you're facing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an awful idea.
I know, that's how you get a lot of accidents, because people pull in the wrong way and they try to park and then they scrape the other car.
Yeah, parking lots are evil. There just shouldn't even be lines in parking lots. It should just be pavement and you just park wherever you want. You could fit way more people in there and probably less accidents.
It's true.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I guess it's, like, it's true.
It's like a monster truck rally in every place you're trying to go. That's what would make grocery shopping fun, because grocery shopping is awful. This isn't even a question, but I'm just going to talk about how much I hate grocery stores. I don't know if it's because it just happens whenever I go there with my parents or something, but if we walk into freaking Publix, I just know we're not leaving for another 2.5 hours. So I just hide in the bathroom and just sit on my phone. But oh my gosh. Grocery stores are awful. It's just so much food and so expensive. Food, buying food, spending money on food is a joke. It's so stupid. Just buy a giant block of cheese and leave. I hate it.
Hey, you know Brian?
No.
You remember Brian from Green River?
Brian, what? Oh, yes, Brian.
He used to buy, I hope he's watching. He used to buy, like, you know, the $20 block of cheese, like the 5-pound block?
Yeah.
He used to buy that. Or no. Or maybe he did. Maybe, no, he had a companion, he had a friend who did, that would buy, like, the 5-pound block of cheese and eat that, like, every week. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, that could be groceries.
See, he's got it down. There's no sense in just walking up and down grocery stores, picking all kind of random garbage. And then you go back home and you realize that this was a giant waste and that you're not even going to eat half of this stuff.
I know, you can just eat quesadillas instead. Quesadillas.
Yeah, so much faster and just cheap. I don't know. Grocery stores are evil. You know that feeling you walk in and it's just that weird smell and it fills you with dread because you're just in here with all these baggers.
I mean, I don't particularly love shopping or going to the grocery store, but I don't, like, hate it. I've never really had bad experiences there.
You don't eat, the atmosphere of grocery stores doesn't make you want to hurl?
No, because I just usually, when I was little, like, if my mom was there, I'd just go to the, like, toys or the video games and just hang out there until she was ready to go.
Hey, well, you let me know what grocery store you're going to that has video games.
Walmart.
Yeah, fair enough. Shut up. It's a blessing of moving out. I can go to Walmart whenever I want and only go there for video games. Exactly. And not buy food.
You can buy M&M party, whatever.
Yay! Wii M&M beach party.
That's where I am.
Only relevant Wii game. Let's see what else we got on this guy. Someone said, what are your thoughts on people who have bad breath? Well, for pretty beautiful people like me, we actually don't have bad breath. It just doesn't happen. So that's a big blessing. But for those that do have bad breath, not sure as much help for you. Not sure as much help.
You suck. That's what it is. That's what you say. You suck.
You'll suck. You just got to get your tongue out, slice it off. One quick, easy swipe.
Or donezo. Just brush your teeth and brush your tongue and make sure you have mints and make sure you have gum and like.
You're overthinking this, Noah. Overthinking it too much. Think about toothbrushing. It takes like 5 whole minutes out of your day if you do it right.
It's true.
And you have to spend money on the toothbrush and the toothpaste. It makes no sense.
I'm laughing because of what you told me about your toothbrush.
What?
We were on that trip into New York and I asked you, I said, do you like not care? Or I was like, are you not going to buy a toothbrush this trip? And he said, what did you say?
You remember? I don't remember.
You mind if I say it?
Yeah, send it.
You were like, bro, I have never bought a toothbrush and I don't ever plan to buy a toothbrush. The only reason I have a toothbrush now is because my mom bought it for me.
I honestly don't remember saying that.
I remember I was just cracking up.
It's so dumb. I mean, toothbrush is literally just gets the chunky stuff off your teeth. You just literally just get a toothpick and just crank it off without having a disgusting mint flavor aftertaste stuck in your cheeks for another 6 hours afterwards. But flossing, I actually love flossing. Flossing is where it's at. You know those little dinosaur toothpicks, those dinosaur flossers that you can just like shove in your teeth? It's almost as euphoric as a Q-tip. Just sitting there and just like rubbing it back and forth in there. And
you could use a pick like this, like a guitar pick.
Yeah, it just feels nice getting in between those little wedges. And it's a rich man's spinny thing. What do people used to call those? The fidget spinners.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's a flosser, man. It makes you clean and it's fun. Gets you doing something.
It's fun.
Yeah. That's
what I'm talking about.
Toothbrushing sucks. But that was basically all the questions I had this week. It was like three. But I do have some afterthoughts about some things about Christmas. Because this is our newest one after the Christmas episode. These are a few things that came to my mind as I just kept going throughout the Christmas season. I have never actually, this one's more of a confession. I've never even seen A Christmas Story with that boy and that leg lamp. Never seen it. Never seen it once.
I like it.
You like what? You like the movie?
Yeah, I've seen it like 100 times.
Yeah, you would. Freaking, you were attracted into leg lamps.
I was going to say, the lamp gets me going, right? I can't control it. It's the electric sex.
Oh, yeah.
Triggered. It's a quote from the movie.
Oh, I was like, that was just probably the creepiest thing I've ever heard you say.
I like it, that electric sex.
He goes, and the lamp glow of electric sex, or the soft glow of electric sex. Anyway.
Man, Noah, we all now know that you're attracted to inanimate objects that light up.
Only leg lamps.
Not anything glow in the dark, but just leg lamps.
Just leg lamps. With fishnets on them.
Ugh, those are so whack. That and chokers, man. Two things I cannot get behind. I think chokers are so gross. Yep.
Yeah, I agree. No, I was like, are we doing this? Yeah, they're nasty, bro.
God, this looks, I feel like just anyone who wears those is just like asking for someone to just come and just like kill them. It looks like they're trying to like cut off the circulation of their head so it just falls off like the Headless Horseman guy.
Cut right here. Strangle me right, put your hands right here.
Ugh, they just make me feel violated. I hate it. It just instantly means that a person is untrustworthy. It's funny because it's true.
It's about as sexy as a leg lamp.
On that note, the other thing, there's a Christmas song. There's a Christmas song that I need to say something about. I don't even know what movie this is from, if it's one of those weird like extra knockoffs of that Rudolph movie about where they go back in time and save Christmas Eve or something whack. But have you ever heard of a song where it's like, my name is Old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of ding-a-ling? Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that in my entire life. Here, I'll do something we never do. I'm going to look it up. What's it called?
If you just typed in king of ding-a-ling, I feel like that'd be pretty dangerous.
No, I'm not. I'm not typing that in.
That's the only lead I have.
Ding-a-ling.
Yeah, so I just want to say that there's a slight chance that there's something deep messed up with Santa, and that's how he knows how to get into our houses. But he is, in fact, the king of ding-a-ling. That is true Santa doctrine. Just wanted to put that out there. I did a lot of thinking about that over the weekend. King of ding-a-ling. Big Santa. Well, yeah. Well, I think that was about it. Also, really fast, I just want to know if there's anyone on Earth who likes that Chipmunk song. That Christmas
I like song. That one. Christmas time is here.
Oh my gosh.
For joy.
Oh my gosh.
For cheer.
Why? It's not even good. It's like hard to listen to.
I like to pretend I'm Alvin. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. You better never do that again.
I've always thought that Alvin sounds like a high pitched Kermit. Like YR, and then like, ah! It sounds the same.
Whoa, what do you think that means?
I think they just took Kermit because they had budget cuts, and then they just put his voice, like they just turned it faster.
Makes a lot of sense, except Kermit can actually write dang good songs.
It's true.
It's a piece of sack.
Yeah, they kind of killed that franchise. It was alive. It was alive in the 90s with that TV show. I kind of dig that show, actually. It's pretty cool. Because they like fight villains and crap. But yeah, that movie was just horrible.
Yikes. Must be also a really crappy villain if you're getting beaten up by three chipmunks in a sweater.
Yeah, true.
Sad. Well, there you have it, everybody. Another episode down for the great beyond. Just another slapping some content out there until someone recognizes me out in the universe.
You're like, let's do a Zoom call, record it, pop that baby on YouTube.
We're just here to keep cranking them out. We have no creativity. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Oh, actually, before I leave, there is something I do want to share. If you're looking at the YouTube video, I want to share that I got this blow dart gun. It's pretty sick. We lost almost all the darts, though. But it's sick. They're stuck in trees around the property that I live on.
Wow.
But yeah, 10 bucks. If you're ever in Tennessee, go to China Bazaar. You can buy all kind of cool swords and weapons for hecka cheap. I almost bought a grappling hook. That's what I'm asking for next Christmas, is just a grappling hook.
Really?
Yeah. Even though I can't even do a pull-up. But I would have to learn. I would have to have a whole year of exercising practice. Wow. But thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining. And goodbye. Happy holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. The end.